Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Please excuse my tone. I've been in service for the last two nights, and so I'm kind of hoarse, but we're going to go into the word of wisdom. We've been in the book of Proverbs, and we're going back to that book, and we're going to hear more about what God has to say with wisdom. Wisdom is needed to have success in life. God downloads his wisdom into Solomon. Solomon gives us that wisdom, and he tells us in all forms that wisdom is going to help us to act and be skillful in every area of our lives. And that's what we need. We have not always handled every situation the right way, made the right decisions, been able to talk about, discuss certain things, or even been able to problem solve the right way. But the book of wisdom, as we study it and apply the word of God, we see that book becoming alive in us, just as the word of God does. And we find ourselves making proper decisions without making them in our flesh, but in wisdom that will solve problems, that will keep atmospheres in peace. But even if we have to do confrontation, it's always going to be with wisdom instead of emotion. So we're going to go back to that. Now we're going to be looking at dealing with difficult people, how to handle difficult people. We know in life, in corporate situations, in family, even in ministry, we deal with people who sometimes like to always be confrontational, always like to rebel or even challenge us. And so there needs to be wisdom in how to handle those situations so that we always show the righteousness of God, we show the wisdom of God, the life of God, the truth of God, and it's either going to compel them to change or it's going to compel them to understand that they're not going to be able to manipulate their way in an area. It's going to cause them to understand that. So they're either going to get frustrated and want to change, or they're going to leave you alone because they find out they cannot get the ground that they want to. So we're going to look at this. Proverbs 3 and 14 says, "Well, she wisdom is more profitable than silver and yields better return than gold." Proverbs 27 and 6 says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy." And what you have to understand that when you're dealing with difficult people, wisdom has to be there. You have to have the wisdom that is more precious, more profitable than gold and silver, because it's able to shape a life. It's able to yield fruit, a harvest that's always going to look like righteousness. But when you're dealing with someone who's deceitful, everything about them, their words, their kiss, their attitude is always at an objective to try to entrap, try to tear down, try to manipulate. So God will always give you the wisdom on how to handle those people if we allow that wisdom to be birthed in us. We have to be led by the Spirit of God, because when it comes to motives, we don't see motives, but the Spirit of truth, which is the spirit of discernment, spirit of righteousness, knows the heart of all matters. So if we allow discernment to be our guide, the Holy Spirit to be our guide, we won't walk into traps if we listen and obey the following of the Holy Spirit. We won't listen, we won't fall into those traps that impure motives have set for us. People who sit and design plans for you to fall. And the book of Proverbs talks about this, that there are men and women who sit down and they plot. They spend time making chess moves in their mind for you to fall in, or for you to follow, or for you to go after. And the Holy Spirit would help us so that we don't fall into those things, so that we are not the ones that the enemy is taking advantage of. Proverbs 24 and 17 says, "Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice." Proverbs 17 and 5 said, "He who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished." Matthew 5 and 4 and 44 says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for them. Pray for those who persecute you." So we understand that God has given us guidelines for even handling difficult people and difficult situations with our enemies. God obviously is very serious about how we treat our enemies. he's serious about how we handle them, that we just cannot handle them any kind of way. He wants us to know and understand that we need to deal with the wounds and the anger inside of our hearts towards those who wronged us, because if we don't, our treatment of them will be ungodly. And God wants us to always understand that he's the one that avenges us. We're supposed to do all that we know how to do, and the Lord will avenge us. He will handle the problem for us as long as we do it his way. But we have to deal with the anger. We have to deal with the hurt. We have to deal with the rejection of what we've experienced with people who've wounded us, who've hurt us, who've tried to abuse us, even if that's something that is in our childhood, not just adulthood, but in our childhood. We have to make sure that we're always allowing God's righteousness to be seen in us, and that those individuals, what they've stolen in the emotional realm, in the relational realm, even in the physical realm, they don't win. They don't get that. They don't get to continue to steal that from us. We get restoration. We get healing. We get peace. And even though they've done these things, it's not saying that you don't remember, but the sting and the power of that thing is now gone, and you no longer have that over your life, in your heart, in your mind. God has healed you in such a way that you're able to move in life and be productive and be whole and be healed. He's a great physician. God is a great physician, and he knows exactly how to allow us to be healed by his word, his power, and his peace. So we need to trust him, and we can't allow old things to even try to allow us to walk in a way of our own vindication in words, thoughts, actions, or deeds. We need to make sure everything is aligning with the will of God, because God knows how to deal with every enemy and every difficult person that walks in our lives. Okay? So it's impossible to obey God's words and God's command concerning an enemy when you have not forgiven. You cannot do it. Genuine forgiveness means that, like I said, you've forgiven them, you've let them go, they no longer have power over you in those areas. It's not saying that it never happened, but the sting of whatever they've done is that no longer has a grip on you, okay? Matthew 6:15 says, "But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive you of your sins." And I want my sins to be forgiven. I want God to be able to forgive me of all of my wrongs always, whether it's in words, thoughts, actions, or deeds. I want everything that I do to be covered under the blood. But if I do not forgive someone who's wronged me, who's wounded me, who's hurt me, then I set myself up not to have that same measure of forgiveness given back to me. And I need that, and you need that. So you want God to be able to forgive you. People who find forgiveness impossible may have to confess it with someone else. When it's so hard that you can't do it, you might need to go to a pastor or someone who's not, that can be trustworthy with your words, and talk to them about how you're feeling. Everybody's not trustworthy, and everybody can't handle where you've been. So it must be someone who's, you're led by the Lord, that can handle and is trustworthy enough to handle what you're going to say and how you're going to say it. And when you do, God will allow a release, because the Bible says when we confess our faults one to another, there's a forgiveness there. That means the enemy no longer can use manipulation and fear to keep us in bondage or keep us in a place of anger, because it's been released, and God will start dealing with our hearts about that. I know this is a tough subject, because all of us have experienced some sort of rejection, hurt, fear in life in certain areas. But we're going to deal with this a little bit more next week. And I pray that this is helping you to look at your life and understand that now is the time for you to let go of anything that is keeping you from being what God has commissioned you to be. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there. Pray that your weekend is a blessed one, and that your worship experience is one that takes you higher, and that you see God's hand in and on your life moving miraculously. Have a blessed weekend. We'll see you next week.